Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Everybody, it's Brian, and Jan is again on sick leave. We want to send her thoughts and prayers and hope she gets well soon and hopefully back on the show. And in the meantime, I'm going to be your host and looking forward to today's show. We are going to be talking about help. And one of the things that I stress in my business, I'm in the marketing business, is I stress that when you are the busiest is when you need to market the hardest. And that is because a lot of people wait until they're not busy to start marketing. And then it takes 3 to 6 months for them to, you know, actually see results from that. It takes time. It's not like you just throw a line into the water and pull out clients. So the key thing is you have to know that you have to market them up front in order to get clients later on. And the same thing comes with looking for help. Whether you are employed and running your own business, working for somebody else, or you're unemployed, there's times where you can use help. And it comes in a lot of different forms, coaches, virtual assistants, and today's topic is virtual assistants. And I'm a huge fan. I have virtual assistants that help me put together this show and people that help me with my newsletters, my email newsletters. So the thing is that first and foremost, you have to define, okay, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And in those weaknesses, there are opportunities for you to find somebody to help you, whether it's from a technical standpoint or a time standpoint or a writing standpoint. There's always opportunities to work with people, and virtual assistants are incredible. They really will help you to maximize the things that you do best. And so the thing that you have to do first, though, is define what is it that you want help with, or what do you need help with, or what could you use help with. And one of my strengths is not writing. Even though I've written books, I've got a couple of books out there. It's not about you. It's about Bacon Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World, and Bacon Bits, 101 Relationship Marketing Tips. Writing is not one of my strengths. So I employ somebody who helps me clean up my writing and publish my blog posts for me. And that not only saves me an incredible amount of time, but actually helps make me look better. I have a friend who is a writer, and she actually pulled me aside and commented. She says, "I don't know what you're doing, but your blogs are so much better than they used to be." She took notice. And so that's not one of my strengths. And that really helps. I mean, it helps both in the time factor and the business factor, and all of that is incredibly important. So what I'm going to implore you to do is think about your business, think about your tasks. Even if you're unemployed and you're looking for a job, maybe you want to hire somebody to clean up your LinkedIn profile, or maybe to smooth out your resume, whatever that is. There's, you know, it may cost a little bit of money, but in the long run, it's going to reap rewards. So you have to kind of balance that out. I understand that, you know, not everybody can afford it, but it really is not that expensive. And today's guest is Yvonne Weld. And Yvonne is what she calls herself a virtual assistant matchmaker. Are you on with us, Yvonne?
I am here.
How are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
I'm doing very, very well. So your LinkedIn profile says you're from Ontario. Where in Ontario?
I am between London and Sarnia. I'm much closer. I always say to everybody, I fly out of Detroit because it's closer than going to the Toronto airport. So I'm very close to the U.S. border.
I hear you. Well, my niece lives in Toronto. That's why I was looking at it. I was like, there's no city called Ontario. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of background. What did you do? Have you always been a virtual assistant, or how did you get into becoming a virtual assistant?
So I've been a virtual assistant for 9 years, been a virtual assistant matchmaker for 1 year. And prior to that, I lived and worked in the lovely corporate world. I have background as a legal assistant. I also, when my father was around 45, I think he had a heart attack. And he was Mr. Run my entire business all by myself. He'd be out in the field all day and then come home at night and run his office at night. And he was also Mr. Shoebox. And when he had his heart attack, that was his wake-up call that he couldn't keep doing it all. So I came in and I helped him organize his office. So I started from Mr. Shoebox and built it up and helped him build his company up from basically no systems right up to building all those systems. And the funny thing was is after his heart attack, he decided, okay, that's it. I'm going to start living my life. And so he spent 6 months of the year in Florida. And the nice thing was is I kept his office running. We communicated on a daily basis via phone, via whatever. And so basically I was a virtual assistant before I even knew I was a virtual assistant because
there you go.
I was working with him from afar. And so when we adopted our daughter and my father decided to retire at the same time, it was kind of a natural transition where it was like, okay, I would like to stay home with my daughter. She was 3 years old and she came with a few issues and I wanted to be there for her. As you can imagine, coming through the Children's Aid Society route, she had a lot of things that she dealt with in the first 3 years of her life. And so my husband was researching, and he came across a website, and he's like, oh, have you ever heard of this virtual assistant thing? And I was like, no, never heard of it at all. And when I started to do research, I was like, oh, I could definitely do that, because it was just basically what I'd been doing for the last 6 years of my life. So it was a natural transition, and I haven't looked back since.
There you go. Great story. So let's talk about virtual assistants, because a lot of people may have heard of them, but they really don't understand the concept because it's not something that they're familiar with. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, about a year and a half ago, I didn't know about virtual assistants either. And then finally somebody says, oh, you need a virtual assistant. I said, what's that? Now
I
can't
one?
Live without them.
Yes, so, exactly. And that's usually what happens is someone brings it up, whether it be a coach or a fellow entrepreneur, and they say, you need one, and it's not until that point that you really understand the value until someone puts it out to you. So basically what a virtual assistant is like an in-house assistant, so no different than your corporate world. Back in the day, they used to use terms like secretary, administrative assistant. I don't want to step on any toes with any of these terms, but it kind of, when you start using those terms, people start to get that light bulb turning on brighter and brighter and go, oh, okay, now I get what a virtual assistant is. And it's evolved to today, they do everything from your general administrative work right up to the technical things like running those programs like Infusionsoft and doing website maintenance. And you talked about your virtual assistant helps you with writing. They do all kinds of different skills, and every virtual assistant comes with their own set of skills. And the nice thing is they work from their own home office for multiple clients. So if you want someone for 5 hours a month, you can get someone for 5 hours a month. And if you want them to work almost on a full-time basis, they can do that too. It's just finding the right person and one that can fulfill all your needs in business.
Very well. Very well put. So you are a VA matchmaker. Are you like the Fiddler on the Roof kind of matchmaker? What kind of matchmaker are you? How does that work?
So basically I say I'm like a portable HR department. I come in and I sit down with you and I figure out what are your needs. So we look at what is on your plate right now that needs to go. And sometimes what needs to go and what you think needs to go can be two different things. So I really do a big analysis of where are you spending your time in a day. And then we talk about what does the person look like. So even more important than skills is what's that personality? Who are you going to work best with? The problem with a lot of people is they meet a virtual assistant at a networking event and they go, oh, I need a virtual assistant. I'm going to start working with you. And they don't take the time to do the search properly. It's like that hire slow, fire fast that some coaches are out there saying. It's you got to take your time doing the process, and way too many people are not taking the time, or they're hiring solely based on skills. And I always say, as important as skills are, yes, I'm not saying don't hire for skills, but it's more important to hire for personality and train for skills, because how you do something and how the next person does it are going to be two completely different things anyways. So by skills, I mean, yes, if you want someone who's going to do your blogging, they should know what WordPress is and how to do blogging or whatever platform you're using for your blogging. But you're going to train them how you like yours done. So one person's going to like it formatted a certain way and on a certain date and all those things. And I really feel that there's a lot of people out there who have similar skill sets, so you can find them out there. But what you need to do is take the time to draw in the person who's going to work the best with you and have the best personality fit to you. And that's where I come in. I help you figure out that person, give you all the tools so you can go do the search on your own if you want, or I can do the search for you, whichever is in your comfort zone.
Got it. Yeah, one of the biggest challenges for somebody who's never used a virtual assistant is understanding not only, you know, how to define their needs, but then how to define what they want people to do. And I've worked on a course about using virtual assistants or finding virtual assistants. And one of the hardest things is defining the skill set, the tasks, the technology. I mean, the more you narrow it down, just like in your business when you're niching, you know, if you can niche your business to a specific thing, the more you narrow it down and the clearer you are, the less amount of candidates that you'll get, but better quality candidates, right?
Absolutely. And that's part of what I do is I help you develop the request for proposal that you would put out there, or the RFP, as some people call it. And a lot of what I do is I take the time to put the personality traits we're looking for. If you have a value that's really important to you, that's part of what I put out there. For example, I was just working with a girl last week who had the mantra in her business that she likes to pull clients, not push them. And she wanted to know what a virtual assistant read into that statement. Well, you might read into that statement different than I do, so we put that in the RFP so that when the responses come back, we're looking for a specific response because we know that person gets what she meant by that. It's little things like that that you put into it to draw the people to you that are meant to come to you, right?
Exactly, yeah. So tell us a little bit about, I also see that you're part of an association, the International Virtual Assistants Association. Tell me about what that association does. How does it help virtual assistants? I mean, is there accreditation? I mean, what kind of things go on with that?
So the International Virtual Assistants Association, which I've been a member probably since I started my business, it's a fantastic organization that supports virtual assistants, and right now I'm sitting on the board as president, and it is an international. We have members from all over the world. We support them with resources, with training, with all of those kind of things. So if there's any virtual assistants that are looking for that supportive community, that's what we do. But on the flip side, we're also a directory. So any person free of charge can come to our organization. We are a nonprofit. They can come and search our database of virtual assistants to find someone by whatever is important to them, whether it be geographical location, whether it be a time zone, whether it be a skill set, whatever it is. You can use a variety of different parameters to do a search. And we also have a free RFP, request for proposal submission area, where they can submit their own request for proposal. So if you're very clear about what you want and you can put that into words, then it's a great resource to start with to try to find a virtual assistant.
But if not, then they can go to you and you can help them kind of clarify exactly what they're looking for. So that's great.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Tell me some success stories about some people that, you know, didn't know they needed virtual assistants and now all of a sudden they're making a huge difference.
Exactly. Well, I'm a success story right there.
There you go.
Because I got a virtual assistant for myself back when it was unheard of for a virtual assistant to get a virtual assistant. And the funny thing was, one day it was like the light bulb went off. Here I am telling all my clients, you shouldn't be doing the things that you're not fantastic at. And not every person can be fantastic at everything when it comes to running a business. And here I was trying to still do it all. And as the words were coming out of my mouth and I was saying them to the client, I was like, oh, my God, that I just have to follow my own advice. So I went out and I got a virtual assistant, and now I have two of them, and it is fantastic. I am not someone who enjoys social media. I like Facebook, but I struggle when it comes to understanding all of the other nuances that come with it. I can post and I can do all those things, but I just never understood the strategy behind it because that was not my niche in business. And so the first thing I did was got a social media VA, and she is fantastic. And I get lots of leads from my social media because she's put a strategy in place. And it's not just all about buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. It's about building relationships. And she's taking care of that for me, and I don't have to think about it, and it's fantastic. And then I also have another virtual assistant who helps me with a lot of the tasks that just never seem to get done. So things like my newsletter. Although I'm capable of doing it, it was just getting pushed off, pushed off, pushed off. And she keeps me on track. She says to me every 2 weeks, you need to send me the stuff for your newsletter. And I go, oh, yeah, right. And just having someone to hold me accountable and bother me, I guess you could say, to get it out there, it's fantastic what that's done for my business. It keeps me consistent, which is what you want for your clients. And sometimes the things that we need to delegate are things that we do really well. We're just not doing them or not doing them in a timely manner. And a virtual assistant can help you with that and hold you accountable.
Yeah, see, that's awesome. And you're definitely preaching from my book because it's my book that is not about you. It's about Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. And it's all about, you know, why do you use social media? It's the same thing. It's
exactly.
Not to sell, not to sell. And, you know, I'm with you, too. I actually have three virtual assistants I use on a regular basis. One is Kay, which you communicated with. She books the show for me. And it is just such a pleasure because I don't even have to think about it. I mean, she gets your bio, she sets the show up, and I don't have to worry about a thing other than picking up the phone and calling or maybe connecting with you up front. So saying, hey, I think you'd be a great guest for the show. And then, you know, once you agree, then I just hand it off to Kay and she takes care of the rest, which is fabulous. And then I have Christy helps with my writing. You know, she smooths out the rough edges and, you know, posts my blog for me when I'm done. And then I have another one in England named Bev, and she handles my email newsletter, which goes out every Thursday, and she pulls in, you know, all of the speeches that I'm giving, the podcasts that I'm doing, my entire, you know, my blogs, and puts it all into a neat email digest that goes out to all my clientele, and I don't have to think about it. And the nice thing about that is I figured out between the three of them, plus other things that I have done, I mean, it's saving me 20 or 30 hours a month. I mean, it's insane how much time I used to spend on that stuff.
Exactly.
And that's what I think is a huge benefit, is the time savings, right?
Yes, and the stumbling block a lot of people have is they think, oh, my God, I can't afford it. And I think you kind of alluded to that in the beginning. But I really want people to understand that you can't afford not to have a virtual assistant. And it doesn't have to be a big, huge expense. You can start out at 5 hours a month, and you'd be amazed what you can get done in 5 hours in a month because they're coming with a huge skill set. And if you think about all the time you spend training yourself on learning all the things that go with business, I'm sure there's one thing you would love to get off your plate that start at 5 hours, and as long as you use the 5 hours in your own business the right way, don't go get a virtual assistant for 5 hours and then decide, oh, look, now I can start watching my favorite soap opera again. It's more of a get a virtual assistant for 5 hours, and now what are you going to do with that 5 hours? And I have an example of what I mean by this is I was on a call a while back, a live stream, and they challenged us, okay, we're going to hang up the phone for 30 minutes, and I want each of you to go off and make one phone call. I don't care if it's to a joint venture partner, to a potential client. I just want you to make one phone call for your business, and in a half an hour, we're going to come back, and I want to hear all the results. And I'm not going to say that every person had results. There were a few that said that they weren't able to get any results. But I remember one girl that said, I just closed a deal with a person who I've been, quote-unquote, dancing around with, and that deal just closed me $5,000. And she said,
wow.
I am so glad that we did this challenge because I've been putting that phone call off because I just haven't had the time to connect. And so my immediate thought was, can you imagine if she had a virtual assistant and that virtual assistant had even just worked for her for a half an hour that month and given her that half hour to make that phone call? She just closed 5,000. And I'm not trying to say get a virtual assistant and you'll close 5,000, but I don't know any virtual assistants out there that charge $10,000 an hour. So she was far, far ahead by making that 30-minute phone call and closing that deal. So how much are you leaving on the table by spending the time doing your newsletter, doing your blogging, doing your own social media, that you could be taking that time and investing it somewhere else in your business to close a sale, to get a new joint venture partner? We are in a world where, I don't know if you notice it as much as I do, but I go to networking groups and I say, how are you? And they say, oh, I'm busy. I'm so busy. And we're just in that world where busy has become acceptable, and we're spending our time in maybe the wrong places. So getting a virtual assistant allows you to spend the time where you need to. And that's a big part of what I do as a virtual assistant matchmaking, is when we're in our consultation, is I talk a lot about, okay, so now how are we going to get you the return on investment? And I even have written a free report on how to get the money back, like how to make money using a virtual assistant. And it's all based on this theory, is you need to get a return on investment. You don't just spend money in business. There's got to be some sort of a return to it. And so getting a virtual assistant and how you use that time is what the report's all about.
That's huge. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I always look at and I try to explain to people is, okay, what is your lowest rate? Say, you know, say you're a successful person and your lowest rate is $100 an hour. And so if you can get somebody to work 10 hours for you, and we'll talk costs of virtual assistants, but if you can get somebody to work 10 hours for you and you can, you know, at $100 an hour, if you can sell five of those hours, because let's be realistic, nobody's going to sell 100% of their time. But let's say because you've saved that 10 hours that you sell that, you're now way ahead of the game because there isn't a virtual assistant that's going to charge you, you know, that much. I mean, some do, and let's talk about that, because I know there's some as low, especially when we talk overseas, which now, and I'm just using my own personal bias. You know, they're great overseas people, but I prefer people who are in closer to time zone that I'm in and stuff like that, just because of, you know, time frames and all this other stuff. But there are people overseas that will be as low as like $5 an hour. And I've seen virtual assistants as high as like $95 an hour. So can you talk a little bit more about some of the ranges that you've seen?
Absolutely. And I have a pricing theory for you. And I'll
share
that with all of your listeners. So virtual assistants normally charge anywhere between $25 and $75, lower than, higher than, and everything in between. I'm going to say the average is somewhere between $30 and $50 for your basic general administrative skills, and somewhere between $50 and $75 for your more technical skills, and even all the way up to $100, as we've said. But my theory is you need to compare apples to apples, if you will. So I could find you a $25 an hour VA. I could find you a $75 an hour VA. Give them both the same task, and the $25 an hour VA may take 4 hours, and the $75 may take an hour, and then who's further ahead? So the way I always say is come up with your list, your laundry list, if you will, of what you want done. Give that to the virtual assistant and ask them, how much will this cost me on average in a month? Don't hold them to it, but just to get kind of an idea of how long they think those tasks will take. And then you can compare apples to apples because everybody's looking at the same list. The other way to do it is, here's my budget, here's my list. How much can I get done off my list for my budget. And it'll be interesting to see what the differences are. And even when I'm doing reference checks, because I think that's a part a lot of us forget, but when I'm doing reference checks, one of the questions I always ask is, do you feel that the bill at the end of the month is fair, underpriced, or overpriced? And it's amazing how many entrepreneurs, once they've been working with a virtual assistant for a while, will tell you, oh, I think I'm getting a steal here. And I don't share that information with the virtual assistants usually, but it is amazing that once you get a virtual assistant, you'll look back and go, oh, I couldn't imagine my life without a virtual assistant, provided what we've already been talking about, you're taking the time to continue to build your business and you don't just look at it as a, whew, now I can take a break.
Right. No, I agree with you 110%. I don't know I could run my business the way I'm doing it now without the help that I get, because it's just, it's so integrated. And the nice thing, you brought up another point that I thought was very important, is it keeps you accountable. We all have what I like to call squirrel disease.
Squirrel.
You know, bright, shiny object syndrome. And by having a virtual assistant that, you know you've got set things that are going to happen, I've been able to become much more productive because I know what's due Monday, what's due Tuesday, what's due Wednesday, what's due Thursday, and what's due Friday. And so I have to make sure that I'm, you know, I have to be more organized and more productive to make them successful too. You know, so that's that's part of the game as well. It really helps you to develop. And another word that you said that I absolutely love is systems. You know, those are two things I think that really help. So, Yvonne, we're kind of getting down to the end. We've got a few minutes left. I want to make sure that people understand your business and you know, how to get a hold of you, so that if they're looking to get a virtual assistant, I think the service that you provide is incredible, because I did it myself. It was very time-consuming. I didn't do it right. And I can definitely just like the value of having a virtual assistant, having somebody help you find the right virtual assistant, I think is invaluable. So tell us a little bit about how people can work with you and how can they get a hold of you.
Great. So the best way to find me is YvonneWeld.com, and I'm going to spell that because my mother never gave me an easy name. It's Y-B-O, so I'll start again. It's YbonneWeld.com, and you can go there, learn about my business, how I work. I offer a complimentary 30-minute VA Q&A. Basically what that means is you have me on the phone for 30 minutes to answer any questions you might have about virtual assistants. Of course, I'm going to talk about my consulting services and how I work, but if you just have one or two questions you want answered, feel free. I love giving back. I love just spreading the word about virtual assistants. And that free report that I talked about is also on my website there, and they can go there and feel free to download that.
Awesome. So, hey, Yvonne, this has been great. I really appreciate it, and I think the audience is going to get a lot out of it. And you brought, you know, virtual assistants into the world of business in a way that I think makes it really simple to understand. So thanks again. This has been great, and I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
All right, Yvonne, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go, guys. A little bit of working with virtual assistants right from a virtual assistant who matches you as virtual assistants. If you didn't know about them, I think today's episode was really is going to be a great tool, because it's going to help you guys to better understand how they work and why you need them in your business. You know, anybody, especially solopreneurs, coaches, people of that nature, can really benefit from that. So like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, market the hardest when you're the busiest and get a virtual assistant, because they're only going to help make you more productive and ultimately make you more money. So if you want to learn more about that, check out Yvonne's website. Again, it's YvonneWeld.com, YvonneWeld.com. Also check out the Bacon Podcast. It's BaconPodcast.com, and I have a couple of episodes on there on virtual assistants, which I think will help supplement what we're talking about. So hopefully Jan will be back next week, and I wish you guys all the best, and we will talk to you next Monday morning. Same bat time, same bat station.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.